That is the Police here on the Penguin. Bring on the night. I know someone here who's ready for the night, and tonight in particular for a ribbon cutting event. As I mentioned and teased a few minutes ago, we have a special guest joining us here in the studio. I have the great privilege of getting to shine our local voices spotlight on members of our community, bringing so much to us, and in this case, some really tasty stuff. So with that, let me offer a big Penguin Igloo welcome to Mark Zecker, our guest and owner of the newly opened South Front Tavern.
Hey.
Welcome to the Igloo.
Thank you.
Very glad to have you, and very glad to have what you're bringing to town. Was just talking to Mark before we got on the air about what a cool spot he's in. The South Front District, many of you know all too well. It's just a hopping spot. So what a great place for you to create a home for yourself, essentially.
It's a great vibe. I love how they built it out with that shipping container architecture. And it has such a cool little vibe to it, you know?
Right, right. So we're going to get to know the South Front Tavern and more about it and what all they're offering. But before we do, give us out there a little bit of your backstory. What led you here and into this project? Help everybody out there get to know you a little bit.
Oh, sure. So I'm a New York guy. We raised our family in Long Island and been in this business since a very young age. I started, I'm a chef by trade. I started in the back of the house. And we had a number of concepts up on Long Island, and we started on the South Shore, and we ended up buying a restaurant up on the North Shore. We moved to the North Shore for about 9 years before we came down, and basically we kind of wanted to, we knew we couldn't retire in New York.
Yeah.
It's the cost of living and everything is just crazy. So we had been visiting my wife's mother in Leland, and we really fell in love with the area. And when COVID came, we decided, hey, maybe it's a
right.
good little nudge.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of pushed us out. And that brought us down to the area.
Gotcha. And so then you've been down here for a little while.
Yep.
But taking the plunge to go ahead and really get into something from what I was reading a little bit about there's a story up at Port City Daily, folks, for any of you out there that want to read and get a little bit of the background. You've been in this industry, as you're saying, for a very long time, but this project is pretty different for you. It's really your baby, kind of. Is that what I understand to be correct?
Yeah. So I was able to travel and train in different regions of the country. And this concept, I kind of just had in my back pocket for a while. And it was funny because when we started conceptualizing this, I had written a business plan years ago. And it was a regional American cuisine and just all American wine list. And I pulled it up, and I just love it. The concept, mm-hmm. and everything was so personal for my travels that it was really easy to put together and be passionate about.
Kind of could you say like a little bit of a greatest hits of your life?
Culinary? Yeah. I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. So now that's kind of what this is. That's what I was gleaning from reading about you, that like this is really a passion project for you, and I guess taking some of your greatest hits, so to speak, from your life over the previous few years and decades, and now here you go. You've got this great space to start with anyway. For folks that don't know, the South Front Tavern is in what was the Second Glass, which is a great space, but you've made it a little bit more, I think, accessible, maybe a little more casual and welcoming. It's not as maybe formal as Second Glass was. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it definitely is more casual. Has a great feel to it, though. It's got some elements of the outside with the shipping containers. So we brought some like corrugated steel in, nice. Some expanded steel shelves behind the bar. But we mixed it with some finer elements like a crystal chandelier and, leather seating in the lounge mm-hmm. area with cedar
right.
Shiplap.
Right.
So it feels, it's a nice mix we called it industrial chic,
mm-hmm.
but it feels very warm. And then the lighting is just so beautiful, all custom lighting.
Nice.
And the whole thing, the color palette, everything just pulls in together, really works nicely.
I'm ready. Bring on the night, right? As the police were saying, I'm ready. And so you do have your ribbon cutting tonight?
We do. We got the mayor and the Downtown Business Alliance and the chamber and
very
a bunch
cool.
of people coming down. Very exciting.
So you hear that, folks, out there. This night, tonight might be a nice night for you to go check it out. The South Front Tavern has just recently opened. It's been, I guess, about a month and a half there in the South Front District where Satellite is. Benny's Big Time. So many great spots. True Blue Butcher and Barrel is the one over there, too. So a really hopping spot over there. My guest is Mark Zecker, who has just opened the South Front Tavern. They're participating in Burger Week. They've got some specials. They've started doing lunch. They have brunch, and we're going to break it all down for you. But first, we're going to tease you just a little bit, a little musical interlude, because gumbo is on the menu, and that is a signature offering of theirs. So we'll let Jimmy Buffett talk about playing for gumbo. More with our guest from the South Front Tavern right after this here on the Penguin. That is unmistakably Jimmy Buffett here on the Penguin. A song called I Will Play for Gumbo. And I will play for gumbo as well. And I happen to have someone who can help me with that. Joining me here in the studio, if you missed it, we'll have more with Mark Zecker, who's just opened the South Front Tavern in the South Front District. It's where the Second Glass used to be. And it is just a fantastic space with a diverse menu where you can find gumbo, for example. That is one of their specialties. And I just got a little bit of a gumbo lesson. Mark, you want to share a little bit of what you were just telling us here in the studio about that gumbo? I guess you had a woman come in?
Yeah.
A gumbo, a queen?
Yeah, a Cajun
queen. A Cajun queen?
Yeah, so gumbo, yeah, has a lot of history. And I was able to do a little cooking stage with the Brennan family, which owns Commander's Palace and Mr. B's Bristol down there in New Orleans. But
I mean, that is no small, for people that don't know, I mean, Commander's Palace is it.
Yes. So
in New Orleans.
They taught me how to make gumbo, and I've been making it ever since.
So there's his street credibility. For anybody out there that's suspicious, there's his cred.
We had a couple come in. She sat at the bar, and they were questioning our ability to execute gumbo. And she told me, she said, I'm a Cajun queen. Deep in the bayou. I said, uh-oh, here we go. You know, the challenge is on. So anyway, she ordered it, and she looked up and said, oh, my God, this is like Grandpappy used to make. So anyway, we chatted, and she ended up coming back the next week, and she brought me a book, and it was named Gumbo Yaya. And apparently, this book, you know, she showed me when it was written, 1914.
Wow.
And there's a lot of folklore stories around that dish. It's just got a lot of history, and we do a great job with it. Everyone's really giving great feedback. So
I can't wait to get down there and try it. I see the chicken, shrimp, the andouille, the Carolina rice. Yes, please. And you've got a few New Orleans-inspired items on the menu, some shrimp and grits, some bayou paella. Give everybody out there a little bit of an overview of your menu at South Front Tavern.
Sure. I mean, basically, it's a new American, I mean, a regional American concept. We try to pluck different signature dishes from different regions of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some New Orleans-inspired stuff. We have some Santa Fe, New Mexico stuff with our quesadillas, with our empanadas.
Nice.
I got some Texas represented with our Texas-style five chili. And let me tell you something. People are loving that. That
nice.
Is a big hit. It's
good time of year now, so it's going to cool down.
It. No beans, and we take short rib, braise it out with five different chilies, and people are just loving that.
And I do have to take a moment just to point out for folks out there that are listening, you know, it is Burger Week this week. So a lot of restaurants putting forth really cool creations, including the South Front Tavern. You've got some of that Texas chili on a burger. Is that correct?
That's right. We take our special blend, sear it on the plancha, top it with the short rib chili, pepper jack cheese, a cumin crema, and then for some texture, a thinly julienne of crispy tortilla chips.
Yeah.
It's slamming.
I see it. That picture, the picture, you guys can see the picture of it, and go to portcitytaste.com. Again, that's the South Front Tavern's Texas chili burger being featured just through Sunday. So that's a special just for a few more days. So you got to get down there and try that out. All right. So can carry on then. Overview on the menu for us.
Oh, sure. And so we hit on Santa Fe. We hit on Texas. We do a Maryland crab cake. Now, I spent some time cooking in Maryland, and we've had we did a post once of our crab cake, and we had a guy come in, and he's from Maryland, and he said he's been all over town and can't find one that represents what they do in Maryland. Anyway, so our crab cake is no filler, jumbo lump crab, Old Bay seasoning.
Of course.
And then we do it with a shrimp remoulade. So that I learned in New Orleans, too, where you actually blacken shrimp and add the Holy Trinity, onion, celery, pepper, and build the remoulade from pureed shrimp and,
nice.
and the Holy Trinity. So he and then we finished it with a little corn relish, but he told me, he said, this is the real deal.
Yeah, so I mean, you got the real deal New Orleans, you got the real deal Maryland crab cake. Everybody is out there salivating, I'm sure, if you're like me right now. You can take a look online at southfronttavern.com. Of course, they're on socials as well to see the full menu. I mean, like you mentioned, you've got your quesadillas, you've got some handhelds, you've got some mains and plates for folks that they want. Of course, you're crafting some amazing cocktails there, too. I know. So just really offering a place, it sounds like, for people to come get some elevated fare, but in a comfortable, cool setting.
You hit it on the head. That's really what we do. We try to, you know, make the menu very accessible, but everything we do is just that little bit of elevation that kind of separates us from the rest of the pack.
Mm-hmm. Well, I cannot wait to get down there. Of course, you're open for dinner. You're doing Sunday brunch, but you just started Saturday lunch. Give everybody out there a little bit of that scoop.
Yeah, so we just wanted to make sure that we're executing dinner efficiently.
Sure.
Before we introduced lunch on Saturday. But we just did our first lunch last Saturday, and we exceeded expectations. It was perfect weather for chili, yeah. And I put something out, and people came down, have college football.
Perfect.
Chili. It just worked out great.
Right.
People were very happy.
Yes, no doubt about it. I know you've got some weekly specials, and again, folks out there can find out a lot more of this online. You know, you've got In the Biz Monday. That's kind of for hospitality folks.
Yeah.
Fat Tuesdays is when your gumbo's on special, your gumbo ya-ya.
Yeah.
Quesadillas on Wednesday, South Front Sunday Fun Day. It is a happening district on Sundays, no doubt about that. Happy Hour Bar Bites, so lots of fun things going on. Tell everybody out there just a little bit, you've been in this industry for a long time. This is kind of your greatest hits, a creation, this restaurant, the menu, the space. What is most rewarding for you in all of this? What do you get out of it?
You know what? It is a concept, like I said, that's been with me for a while. And to see, conceptualize it and have this passion project where we didn't have a designer. You know, my wife and I, we went in, we had the vision, we rolled up our sleeves, and really, you know, this thing is our baby. And the design, the menu, all the elements came out just like we wanted. We're really happy with it, but the most rewarding thing is all that positive feedback. So many people are just loving it. We got 5-star across the board with Google.
Wonderful.
The feedback has been so positive, and it just makes you feel so good.
Right, right. Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for what you're doing and bringing that vision to life. It's got to be pretty cool to get it out of your head and into the actual physical world like that. That is the voice of Mark Zecker with the South Front Tavern that just opened. I guess it was the end of beginning of August.
That's correct.
So it's been about a month and a half that they've been open there. You can go hang and catch football. You can go have some great dinners, hang in the district. Lots of amazing food, elevated, as we said. some things you're not going to find everywhere else. I mean, paella is not really on too many menus. Of course, that gumbo, ya-ya either. That's going to be my first order of business, is to get there and get that gumbo.
We're looking forward to having you.
Cannot wait. Southfronttavern.com and find them on socials. And, of course, we'll keep the tunes rolling right along after this here with the Penguin.